It looks like Jesus gave us today permission to correct our brothers and sisters if they are doing something seriously wrong. It's even mandatory to, with love and prayer, take care of their souls, of their salvation, and correct them. But before we learn how to do it well, we need to first learn how to receive corrections from others. And how often it doesn't work very well with us. Think about situation, maybe recently somebody tries to correct you, and how difficult it was to listen to somebody's correction. It's like, me? No. It's like, you are wrong, not me. There is a story which I think explains a little bit why does it work that way, about a man in Michigan. He's a fisherman. It's winter and he likes going fishing in the ice. So he has the saw and all the tools which he needs to go and make the hole in the ice on the lake and then fish there. So once, one evening, he drank a little bit too much. And he said that he wants to go fish. So he takes all his tools, goes there, and began to make the hole in the ice. And he hears the voice from nowhere, "You won't fish anything tonight." He's just surprised why he hears voice. So he keeps doing the hole, and he hears again, "You won't fish any fish tonight. There was no fish under ice." He doesn't believe that he can hear something, but he doesn't give up and keep doing the hole. And then he is like very loud, "Stop doing that." He doesn't, "God, why are you so loud tonight? Why I cannot fish?" And the voice says, "I'm not a God. I am manager of the, let me say it correctly. It's difficult. I'm manager of the ice arena, hockey arena, sorry. I am the manager of the hockey arena." So we are like this man. We fish in the wrong place, and we think everyone is wrong, that we are right. We don't want to listen to somebody's voices and advices. I experienced that very well some time ago when Father Jim tries to show me that I'm doing some things in the wrong way and I need to change it. And I just didn't take his advice seriously. Till one day I did something simply very stupid and he was very mad on me. And he just wrote me a letter, quite long letter, explaining what is wrong and why to change it. And we set up time for the meeting next week. And I was first like surprised, why he gives me a letter? Cannot he tell me simply what I'm doing wrong? And I would say that I'm right and just go through this once again. But no, he gives me the letter, I read the letter and I just didn't get it, what is wrong? So I called one of my priest friends and I told him what happened. And he was just laughing at me, saying like, "Why you don't see that you are doing something stupid, that you need to change it?" And it took me really a few days to really pray about this, what I'm doing, that it's something wrong, and I need to change it. So when the time came for the meeting, I was in agreement with Father Jim that what I'm doing is wrong and I need to change it. And it was amazing for me, you know, with how great approach he came to me to show me something is wrong and I need to change it. If he would talk to me when he was mad on me on that moment, we'll get arguments and it wouldn't make any good. So it is my experience that somebody really made great job correcting me. And from this lesson, I can learn how to do it or try to do it in good way to others. I would like you to think about those moments when somebody made a successful correction to you, and how thankful you are for that, and how difficult it was to accept somebody's corrections and words of advice. And before we go to correct all our neighbors, brothers and sisters with what they are doing wrong, I would like you to focus more about how we have difficulties with receiving those words of correction. It takes a lot for others to tell us what is wrong, to show it to us. It takes a lot for God to show us sometimes what we are doing wrong. And we think that it would be so easy to go to somebody and tell you are doing something wrong and to change it. It doesn't work that way. So let us, I would say, think for this week about that. And ask the Holy Spirit for guidance to make us sensitive and so compassionate and loving towards others that when we will see that somebody is really doing something wrong, we'll first pray about that and find enough love to approach that person with love, care and compassion, not with anger, not with madness, but with love and compassion, because without that we cannot change anything. I believe that the Eucharist is the great event to help us in doing that. Let us talk about that to God, with God, and ask Him for strength and guidance. Without Him, we cannot do it right.